Hey guys, welcome to episode 37 of our sound log.
Hello guys.
I'm Julian, and we got Marin back in the house. He was traveling quite a bit, too much to be honest. Too much traveling, too much entertainment. So there you go, that was my part of the vlog.
Hello everyone. Today I'm going to speak very slowly. Because we came to the agreement that Julian is dissatisfied with the tone and the speed with which I am communicating with you here. So today, in order to deliver this program
to make this vlog 30 minutes,
I am going to tell you a very short story.
Oh, nice. Let me,
No, actually, I have nothing in mind.
Really? Yes. Just make it up.
I was just making stuff up.
Oh, just make it up.
Yes, but I'm really trying to speak very slow, if that's okay.
That's appreciated.
Yes. Today, I wrote the founder's newsletter, and right now, this very moment, 8:30 p.m. Amsterdam time.
Oh, shit, nice.
It's going live.
I think I actually got it. Hey, yeah. There you go.
And Julian just had showed me the notification.
There you go. What's the title, man? Read the title.
The title is called Comparison is the Thief of Joy.
There you go.
And it's a very powerful quote by Theodore Roosevelt. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, especially during the slow summer months. Because, well, most people, and probably you who are listening, are enjoying the sunshine, time with their families or friends, just relaxing, not staring at their phones. And I'm feeling retarded. That means they spend less of their attention on meaningless things like content from brands, visiting websites, and shopping online. As a result of that, that leaves a lot of free time also for us to read, educate, and entertain ourselves. The education part involves a lot of... Okay, I'm going to go back to my normal tempo.
Yeah, appreciate it, though.
The education part requires... usually involves reading a lot of articles, experts, success stories, all that type of things that we always want to learn and improve. So we're relying on several sources online to get a lot of information. And we have a lot of brands that we're looking up to in terms of successful... companies and successful, basically success that they have. The thing is, most of the time, those success stories are documenting only the positive side of things, and you don't really have the context as an external observer of all the messiness and the problems that go behind the scenes, which we have of our own internal processes. Naturally, my brain, or our brains, they go into a comparison mode. And say, oh, these guys had an amazing campaign, like picked up by all these outlets. It's fantastic. And naturally, then you look at yourself and your sound log or podcast or YouTube vlog and five people who listened or watched it. And you're thinking, that's could be really discouraging. However, you're missing the fact that there is probably several years that company has already been in existence. Several people or tens of people who are working there, also several millions, sometimes tens of millions of funding behind it. But that's very easy to miss. And when you go into that mode of comparison, it really kills the joy of everything that you're doing. It can lead into discouragement, negative thinking, and eventually it just takes you in a place that's not nice. So I wrote about this in this newsletter. You can check out the latest edition on our website, werdulo.com/email. That's basically it. Other than that, I think we had a fairly productive week, back to normal. As Julian said, I was traveling, but that's fine because we're two and it's summer and we have to find the right work-life balance because we're building a very sustainable business and mental health is important. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more of this in this way of presenting, please let Julian know that you enjoy this. If not, please let him know that you enjoy me speaking fast and cutting the conversation sharp.
Ken, I have a few thoughts just to make this vlog even longer. When you post the newsletter, do you immediately update the email page?
Once the email goes live. Yes.
Okay.
So I need to do that now.
Okay. So in theory, when people hear the slog, they can go and check out the newsletter.
Absolutely.
Because we do a slog every Friday, and usually the
and on Tuesday as well. Don't rush.
Yeah. Touching on your point, I'm quite happy, and I see the more value out of us documenting the whole thing, because then once we do something, we're gonna have the documentation of the process leading up to that point, and we can when we tell our story, we also gonna have content to back that story up, because even we are gonna kind of shortcut the story, because we don't remember everything, but once we go back reading the vlogs, we actually have a recollection of we basically have the story documented, which is the purpose of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's going to, I think, be beneficial to expose the realities of building a business the usual way, without being a unicorn or without having funding or any other background. So that's quite nice. Yeah.
So imagine this scenario. In 3 years, when I get the award for best radio host, I can point out to 10th of August 2012, yeah. 2018, and say this is the moment when I changed my ways and turned into that fantastic speaker.
Exactly. So it's going to be a special vlog. I think I'm going to name it something special as well.
It's a slog, not a vlog.
It's a slog, exactly.
Please.
It's a slog. And besides that, I'm going to save my stuff for Tuesday, because then this slog is just becoming too long, I think.
I think it's becoming like a podcast.
So guys, have a great Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Have a great every day. And
good night.
Talk to you next time.